Steckie, thoughts after the game? Obviously, first ever Ulster Senior Championship game, but what's your thoughts after it?
I suppose the first thought is disappointment, but proud. I thought we hurled very well, and 12 minutes into the second half, there was 3 points in it, and mm-hmm. just made a couple of wee silly mistakes that were punished. Like, you know, we got a ball turned over in the back line, Connor Johnson went in for a goal, and then the third goal was just one of those things that happens. Kevin had a great game, his puckers were quite good, made a couple of good saves, but just wee silly mistakes, and you make that mistake out the field, and it's not an issue, and unfortunately as a goalkeeper, it's the life of a goalie. But look, very, very, very proud of the lads and the management team, and the effort that we've put in all year, and especially in this 11-week period now where it has been tough. A lot of hard work went into it, and I think for long periods of that game, you've seen the hard work that we had done. But disappointed too, yeah.
He got the first two scores. Connor Johnson got his first goal, I think it was the fourth minute.
Yeah.
And they led after that, but you touched on it after half time. I think Jared got two scores. It brought it back to 4 points, I think, at the start of the second half.
Turned his head in there one stage.
Yeah,
but again, it's you know, you need scores. Like, and we were the scores started to dry up a wee bit. It was through no fault of anybody, St John's or inside. And you know, anybody that comes through the hard way, beating Cushendall and O'Keele, you have to take your hat off them and say well done. And look, it proved they had that extra wee bit of quality, especially up front today. And fair play to them, were some of the best in the final.
And in terms of that, was 11 or 12 week break, you know, you don't have a competitive game. It's difficult to.
I think it's difficult, it is, but
what did it look like? Just a series of challenge games, or?
Yeah, we had a couple of challenge games. Very difficult to get challenge games against senior clubs, obviously, because you're going to be coming up against those. So we played a lot of the teams in the intermediate competition, and you know, it really stood to us in games that, you know, other teams were treating as full on, full tilt championship games. Like, sometimes you walked into an ambush. We played Lisbillaw down in Lifford maybe a month ago, and we dilly-dallied in, and geez, after 10 minutes we knew we were in a game, and we had to up it. And I think that was a real wake-up call for us. And you know, I suppose the 11 weeks looks like, you know, there's a lot of running, there's a lot of hard work, and it was just back to basics, winter hurling, trying to get your touch right, your catching, your striking, you know. And then obviously once we realised St John's, trying to do a wee bit of work on them, and trying to put together a game plan that we think we could hurt them. And you know, at times we showed we could do that, and we were very able to hurl at this level. And I think deep down we knew that, but you know, until you actually get out and get into the mix of it, it's, you know, you have to really see them. And, you know, for long periods we did, and we can be proud of how we've hurled.
Derek,
man, Barry.
We had a conversation about the whole primary school side of things way back about where hurling really, really develops. What does this performance do for your club going forward? Obviously, disappointment is the number one thing right now. But what does that do, or what can you take from it?
Oh, it's brilliant. Like, you know, and I said in an interview last night, like, your senior team or your shop window for any club, Gaelic football, hurling, ladies football, whatever it is. And you know, I think with the season and the performance, not even the season, but the last 7, 8, 9 years that we've had as a club,
consistent.
Yeah, and consistently being in Donegal finals and winning our fair share of them, and going on 3, 4 Ulster campaigns now. You know, we can be proud of that, and you can see the participation levels throughout the club. We're a small club of 80 members, 80 senior, 80 adult members, like, and you know, we've strong numbers. You've 12 to 15 at each age group, and you know, that's something that probably we didn't have for a long time. But again, it's fellas like Bernard Lafferty, Mark Callaghan, boys down coaching at under 6 and under 8 and under 10, and they see them boys every Wednesday, and you know, it means the world to us. You know, and the lads really appreciate that, and I know the support that we've got over the past couple of weeks, you know, in the build up to this game, the players have really, really appreciated it, and the management too. And look, disappointing, very, very proud, but we'll go and we'll have a couple tonight, and we'll dust ourselves down, we'll relook at it again for 2026.